Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the virtue of weeping due to the fear of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, crying due to the fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and the same time longing for Him. In other words, desiring to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is something that is very, very desired. That on one side a person is fearing Allah Ta'ala and he's crying and he's weeping. At the same time he's desiring to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is not a type of fear that a person wants to run away. Like a person is fearing a thief, fearing an animal, but this is a fear that is born out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to excessive love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is crying. And I mustn't disobey that Allah ta'ala who has done so much for me, and is doing so much for me, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is taking care of me, how can I disobey Him? So out of regret and nadamat and sorrow, this person cries out of the fear of Allah ta'ala, but simultaneously is desirous that one day I must meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله إمام عادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله تعالى ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفى حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there are seven people for whom Allah Ta'ala will provide shade beneath His shade on a day when there will be no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just think of this nowadays when it's hot and for a person to stand in the sun, how difficult it is. You can imagine a day of Qiyamah, what type of heat that will be. In the one hadith it comes, that the sun will be 1 mile, 1 meal, Arabic word meal, that it can either mean a mile or it can actually mean so low that sun will be, it will be just above the people's heads, almost as though another word for meal in Arabic meaning is a surma stick. The surma stick that goes into the surma bottle. So that is also referred to as a meal. In other words, to such a short distance it will be above the people's heads. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best how it will be, but there will be shade also on that day. There will be a special VIP section, shade. And that shade won't be just shade, it will be like an air-conditioned section, like how we have an air-conditioned section. It will be an air-conditioned section directly from the air condition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what is meant. There will be no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then seven are mentioned in this particular hadith. The first one is a just leader. Why? Because when a person is a leader, it's very easy to abuse his position. As far as the finance is concerned, it's easy and it's encouraging. Not encouraging, but it's very attractive that I got all the power, let me abuse. We can see what's happening in our country also. The amount of corruption when leadership is not correct, when people that are given power are abusing the power, so it becomes very, very tempting that I got the control, I got the power, I can abuse it and nobody can tell me anything. At that time when a leader is just, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. Allah ta'ala likes it, that he's honest, he's fair, he's not usurping the rights of others, he's not abusing anyone and not abusing the wealth of anyone. So therefore the first person mentioned here is a just leader. The second one is a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah ta'ala. A person was a young boy, but he grew up not wasting his time, effort, energy in disobeying Allah Ta'ala. He used his time, effort and energy in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala likes it that this young man, he grew up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore encouraging youngsters, etc., to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go out in the path of Allah and to grow up the correct way and to do the right things is not something that is should be scorned upon or frowned upon, but something that is desirous. Because one of the people that are given the shade, under the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh, is a young man who grew up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next category of person is mentioned here, is a person whose heart is attached to the masjid, and this every one of us can get. Maybe, perhaps, that we won't be able to get that one where a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, but if our hearts are attached to the masjid, it doesn't matter what age we are. We can be old, but we still got a chance to get the VIP section. All we need to do is see that our hearts are attached to the masjid. And an easy test, acid test to see whether our heart is attached to the masjid is when the time of salah comes, do we have the desire to rush to go to the masjid? we have the desire, do we look forward to going to the masjid? If we look forward to going to the masjid, then that's a good sign that our heart is attached to the masjid. Recently I've heard of a person, Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, that his agent would say that he, whenever he would book, he had one condition. He said, wherever I'm going, whichever country I'm going for business or whatever it is, he'll tell the agent, make sure you find me place, a hotel or a place to stay that is close to the masjid. I want to be close to the masjid. Now that's a sign that a man's heart is attached to the masjid. So this is what the hadith is saying, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, that a person, it doesn't matter where he is, at home, he's on business, he's on travel, but all the time he doesn't want to miss salah in the masjid. The next category of people are two people who love each other for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Again, we find that there's a chance for us. In the first case, a just ruler and a youngster that grew up in the worship of Allah, we may say that we have passed this phase and we are not just, we are not leaders, so there's no chance for us to be a just leader. But these two persons whose heart is attached to the masjid and two people who love Allah Ta'ala for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, meeting and parting ways only for the love of Allah. They meet each other and they part also, it's only for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next person, the category of people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a man who says to a woman of nobility and beauty that is trying to seduce him, Akhafullah, inni akhafullah, verily I fear Allah. There's a woman of nobility and beauty that is trying to seduce him, attract him and woo him. But what his response is, instead of getting carried away, inni akhafullah, I fear Allah. Allah loves it. This person is being attracted by a woman of nobility and beauty. Now we may ask ourselves that why Rasulullah specifically mentioned this quality of a woman. Now what is the two qualities that is mentioned? That ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ, that she is a woman of nobility and beauty. Beauty we can understand. If ugly person, ugly woman is seducing somebody, at that time to say إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ is easy. But a beautiful woman, an attractive woman is seducing him. And not only attractive, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman of nobility. Ulama explained why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, is because a loose woman, it's very easy for her to give the secret away. That this is what I did with such and such a person. She'll talk and she'll tell the town. So that in itself is already a deterrent for a person. So then also they say, inni akhafullah, that this woman will tell half the town. So then a person automatically is on his guard. But where you got a woman that will keep the secret, she won't tell anybody. And she is attractive also over and above that. Now that level of seduction becomes much higher. The level of attraction becomes much higher. And despite that height of attraction and seduction, this person is saying, Inni akhafullah, I fear Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves this. So the next part of the hadith is that a person who gives charity and he conceals it, so even his left hand does not know what his right hand gives. He's giving all the time, but he's not telling, he's not advertising, he's not taking photographs and posting it and showing everybody this is what I did and that is what I did. He's doing it for the sake of Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows, finish, he won't forget about it. I don't need to advertise it and show everyone what I did. I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such how nicely the hadith is saying that his left hand doesn't know what his right hand gave. In other words, so secretly he's doing it that nobody must come to know. I'm not advertising it. It's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again we got a chance to be part of this jamaat that gets a shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is all of us are giving some charity. See that we don't brag about it and don't advertise it. Yes, where there's an opportunity to encourage someone else on a one-to-one basis, etc., then there's no harm as an encouragement to tell someone that this is what I'm doing, I'm giving, etc. But to go and brag and every opportunity we get to talk about our charity, this is not something that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala likes that when a person is giving, he's giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without advertising it. And the last one category, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person who engages in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala in solitude while shedding tears. Person is all alone and he's crying and he's tearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. He gets the, gives him a place under the VIP section on the day of Qiyamah under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This category also we got a chance to turn to Allah and cry and make dua in solitude. In other words, here again, people are not seeing it. He's doing it alone. Sometimes to cry in public is easy, but to cry in private, in solitude, is something that shows genuine sincerity that is coming from the heart. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and trying to be at least from these one of the seven categories, ideally we should try and be from most of them. If we can't be from most of them, at least see that we are some part of them, so that we can also get this VIP section on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.